Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships, and I'm your host tonight, Michonne L. Happy Halloween for those who celebrate it. I wanted to talk about the best fun times as a kid. So that's what our show is about tonight. So I just wanted to come on the air and share some space with you, share the airwaves with you, call in 323-642-1569. Option one, speak live on air. You know what to do. We'd love to hear your comments. We'd love to hear your stories. We'd love to know all about the things, activities that you all participate in. I know for me, I have some recollection of the best times that I had as a kid, but I can more so remember the times that I gave my kids, you know, some of the best times I gave my kids. So as we wait for our co-hosts to join us, that's all of you, I'm really going to share with y'all right off. Y'all forgive me because I was chewing on something. But y'all know that we're live, and I love to be here with you all. I love to come on the air and share. So tonight, talking about the best fun times as a kid, right? The best Halloween costumes that you've seen tonight, to seen last year, what you did different than you did previous times. So let me see if I can pull out one story that sits high. I think my youngest son was like maybe 10, between 10 and 12, and he really wanted to go trick-or-treating because that was not a custom in our home. We didn't trick-or-treat. We didn't participate in this Gauls and Creature Feature Day. And so in my household, where my children were growing up, so sometimes they would be mad at me because I didn't allow them to join in the festivities that most kids were taking custom in, especially when it came down to costumes. It was more so y'all go to the church. The church is having the candy giveaway, Hallelujah Night, or something like that. And so it was more of those times. But as a kid, I remember, I think it was like my ninth birthday, my ninth year, right after my ninth birthday. My brother's birthday is a few weeks away from mine. So in October, he's a week away from a week away from Halloween. So we always celebrated both of our birthdays on Halloween. My mother just thought, why not? All the kids in the neighborhood would be over anyway, right? So we did that. We would have this fun time, where it would just be whatever. And because we didn't go knocking on door to door, it's trick-or-treat. And so, so my custom was to keep my kids close and make sure, you know, to monitor their candies and different things they've given. And at some time, they were giving away fruit. So, and they were saying that, you know, Halloween is the Hollow Eve time and all that. But the fun times that I had was watching the look on my kids' face was more priceless than Christmas sometimes, because there was bags and galore of candies. And I knew that they would not be able to eat them all. I had three boys. They was not going to eat all that candy. And so some of the best times that I had the chance to marvel or to enjoy the simplicity of children's laughter and just seeing them just go for who they are. You know, it didn't take a lot of effort. Everybody celebrated this. And even the ones that didn't celebrate it still celebrated it some kind of way. And so I get excited, again, watching my young children when they were young participate in different things, and I'm giving them options. Now that you know the truth, different things of why we don't do the things that we do. So as long as I had talked to them, I felt like this would be okay for them to go and to mingle and to fellowship, as you would say, or either times where, you know, just enjoy being a kid. And I didn't want to take that away from them. Into that, I don't even know. We were just so into church that we would forget about sometimes, I guess, what it was to be a kid, because it was school, church, it was more church and church and more church and more church and church and church and school and school and school and church, 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 church and more church. And so for everything they could think of to have service, they had a service. And so my kids grew up in the church. And so I remember as a kid when I was young, we went to this church called Canterbury. And it was a Catholic church. And they will open the Catholic church up for every holiday that they possibly can to, you know, bring it about, make it a community event. And I recall that we went to it, and they separated us by age or by height. I don't know which one it was. I think it was really by age. And we all fit in some kind of height category according to those ages. And so they would have these buckets, and I love to bob the apple. I know it sounds really strange, but I did. It was a sportsmanship to it. It was just the competitiveness. That was the only sport I think I really enjoyed, where I was a part of a team and that I was helping my team win, and I knew I had to do my best. So I was really excited about that. And so, again, we're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. Tonight, I'm talking about the best fun times as a kid. Hey, listen, sometimes you have to take yourself back. Tonight, my girlfriends, my business partners came and scooped me up and took me to Chuck E. Cheese with their kids, because I wanted to get out and do something, but I hadn't really planned anything. And then I know that, like, I'm an empty nester, and most of my partners are mothers. So, and as mothers and grandmothers, you know, and fathers, they have to spend time with their families. And so I don't have that anymore on a regular basis, on a day-to-day basis. I don't have to deal with or not deal with. I don't have to parent like that every day. So so it's really exciting to be out and about with these families and enjoying the company and enjoying the babies. And they're calling me Mimi, and I'm calling them babies and grandbabies, and I just love them. You know, they're my daughters and my sons, and they're my friends, and they're my brothers and my sisters, and then they're my business partners. And the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, we all have something that each one of us need or have a strength that which somebody can kind of pull on or lean on, I should say. We also have, you know, just a really great time talking about sometimes nothing, just relaxing and being with the family. And so I was excited to be out tonight, and I was really excited that people would think of me to come and scoop me up, take me out, because I really thought, I was like, Michonne, you should be doing a big, you know, masquerade kind of ball, you know, but people going through real things in real life, and it's always best to stay humble and be around the people that needs you most, right? Because there's nothing like being around people that that don't enjoy you or that can't, you know, tolerate you. And so we are just excited, because I'm excited, and they were, to have me around them and to enjoy all the babies, the little people I met, some new ones, and you know, and just seeing families out there doing their thing, keeping their families safe, and still being able to enjoy the I don't know what you call it, the innocence of parents and children and mothers and fathers, because I've seen a lot of fathers out there who's sticking with your woman or with your women and have multiple families, and all the families are coming together for the common good. Well, not even so much for the common good, for the greater good of the children, and giving an exciting celebration. Go and be a kid. Y'all know that place. And just really super excited about how people come together still and make those things happen for the kids. The thing, okay, this one costume where I thought was just really amazing. And it was, well, I seen my first costume of the day, like at 7:30 this morning. And it was a zombie of Walking Dead, living Walking Dead in the flesh. And it was so cute. And then I got to connect with that 7:30 a.m. Picture of a Walking Dead zombie in the flesh. And she calls me Mimi, and I love it, and her brother. And then they both were zombies. And then I seen this amazing costume on this young little lady. She was a Nubian princess, and she looked awesome. It was some time taken into picking out her outfit, and it was put together well. I enjoyed it. I have to give that an A+. And so if I grade some costumes, it's all right. It's just my thing, okay? And so then I seen, let me see. I seen this woman, one business partner, in a Transformer outfit. She definitely takes the prize home for adult costume. Appreciate you. And you dressing up with your children and sharing with them. I've seen a lot of princesses and fairies. I've seen a lot of goobs and dolls. I've seen a lot of zombies. I've seen a lot of one of the zombies even acted it out there and dragged her little 5-year-old leg. It was so cute. And so, let me see. What else did I see? I seen a dad with a zipper down his face, of course, with the bloody all gooey, and it just, yeah, it looked like somebody had zipped up his face. It was crazy. But I know, it's nothing new, right? But still, costumes, fun times. Just talking, just chilling and kicking it tonight, guys. So let me see if I can call out another fun time as a kid. I mean, of course, there's nothing like, you know, the open sled rides that I used to have back in Chicago in my hometown, where we would go up to the lakefront and we would go down the hills at the lakefront of mountains with snow, right, and just have a blast. Get snow fights. I didn't care for them as much. They're coming up for those who are out there in the winter snow. Please stay warm and stay safe. But if you come from any place where it's snowing, I know that sometimes you're looking forward to that white, that winter wonderland, and I hope that you get it. But I had some great times back at that same church, Canterbury Church in Chicago, Illinois. It was the same place that allowed us to come in during the Christmas holidays, and we were able to volunteer and give back, and then also earn free baskets of toys for participating in the community. So fun times as a kid. Let's see, going back to October 31st and. That was over. That was over at the birthday party that my mother would celebrate for my brother and myself. It would just be something crazy funny. Like, we would just have so much fun. We would dance and dance and dance and eat so much junk to the point that, I mean, it was just, we would make the popcorn, sweet candy caramel, I don't know what you call it, the popcorn snowball. And we would make that and eat it, and we would buy some, and we just thought ours was just more gooey, and then we learned how to design it, you know, decorate it. And, of course, we had the best teachers that taught us how to do that kind of stuff in school, and so we would take it home, and then we would just, you know, perfect it to wherever we wanted it to be, would participate in that kind of stuff. And it wasn't so much as a competition who in the neighborhood, remember, who gave out the best treats and things of that nature, but it was just simply about I want to welcome my co-host on air tonight, Gigi Watson. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
How you doing?
I am doing good. Had a blast tonight. And so we're talking about the best fun times as a kid, and I'm just going through some lists of things that I can recall that made me, but tonight made me really laugh and just remember that it's okay to relax and unwind and enjoy the ensemble, even though my children are grown and I'm an empty nester and my grandchildren are being raised by their parents and not by their grandmother. Thank you.
That's okay. That's good.
Right.
I remember the fun time too.
Right. Yes, 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 absolutely. So I was a little uptight because I really wanted to go do some adult stuff. And I wanted to do, like, I felt like I should be, oh, my God, you're an empty nester. You sitting at home by yourself. You should be out there, you know, partying, finding something to get into and doing something. Not necessarily partying, but, like, you know, going to adult establishments and seeing what, you know, I could get into. So, you know. I didn't get to do that. I didn't get to go and have an adult drink at an adult costume party or something like that, which I surely, truly should have been in. I feel like next year I would definitely not miss a costume party. I mean, if I got to create one.
But we do. We both do.
Right?
Party hardy.
So
that'd be fun.
I'll be working on that. I'm going to really be working on that because I got to make something happen. Because I feel
it'll be a safe one, too. But no drama.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Well, we're never going to worry about no drama because if you're having so much fun, it won't be no drama. We ain't going in there not to like anybody, but we're going in to definitely have some fun. But I was just. Man, I should have just been somewhere where, you know, but my adult friends have children. They have little children.
I have nieces. So I don't have none. my niece right there, they, I said, yeah, one are grown and two, one is in college. So the one, I think she's working in college, the oldest one.
Mm-hmm. See there? And, you know, these are the times when we're supposed to be able to do different things. Like, I don't go out and celebrate like that. I don't go out and take part in stuff like this. But it would have been fun to be able to do that if I wanted to, you know? So I don't have to create that kind of thing for myself and for those that have joined me. I think I'm just going to make it a whole worldwide thing, you know, so we can just kick it. I know you got your own neighborhoods and communities, and you can do that. But what about if we pulled out a resort place just for a Halloween party and we just went there? That would be good.
Hey, remember back there when we used to go trick on the fun? Remember when we kids went trick or treating? Mom said you had to watch the bags because people be putting the razors and stuff in there, and the candy and apples.
Yep, I was just saying that just a little while before you got on air about how, you know, things are different from the time that I trick or treated because that's when it first started. With people putting razors in some of the fruits and the vegetables, the fruit, and then in some of the candies they were ingesting with different things. And so, yeah, I remember it, but I had fun. Even though we only trick-or-treat at my house, Gigi, for real, we only trick-or-treat for, like, I think maybe 4 years before my mother was like, I don't want y'all out down the street. I'm making a safe environment for y'all. There's too much witchcraft out there. Warlocks and witches out there, they're going to get you. And they love this day. This is the day kids come up missing and stuff like that. But I enjoyed being a kid and having fun with my because it started off, you get dressed at home and go to school, right? And you have your school classroom party. And you know, if you got some classrooms that you go to, then you can pick up the candy because the teachers always had something on their desk, but they wouldn't let you do trick-or-treating to a certain time of the day. At least that's the way it was in my school. They allowed us to trick-or-treat in the school So we went to all the classrooms before school was out.
Oh, they had this like a classroom party, Halloween party for us.
And then they was like, okay, it's too many people in the hallways. We don't want that many kids in the hallways because it's parents coming up through the school. And for safety reasons and liability, they stopped all the kids from going out to the different classrooms. And they start making us just have an only classroom, our own home classroom party. So our parents could only bring up things at a certain time to the school and stuff like that. But it was fun. It was just fun.
Yes, I know about that. I'm grown. I'm too old for this. You know what? I said next year I'm probably going to dress up as a purple lady. Something silly. Long purple wig. All purple.
All purple lady, huh?
Yeah. Just a purple lady.
Nothing wrong with that. That sounds like royalty to me. But some of the best times that you had as a kid, though, whether it was Halloween or whatever, but just as a kid, some of the best times. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, the smell of, my mother used to make these orange rings. And these orange rings would be like, it was an orange, right? She would cut it in half, take all the stuffing out of it. It's nothing but the shell. And she would make these candy yams, girl. And these candy yams wouldn't be like the candy yams you eat. It would be like almost like the pie. And so she would make the custard up like the pie filling. And she would put it inside the orange rings. And she would put a cherry on there. And the cherry was soaked in whiskey. Oop. Child, when I tell you there were some fun times when I would smell them orange rings in the oven, that whiskey cooking down off of the whiskey off that cherry, and that cherry juice running down into that pudding of that orange pie filling. Girl, and then the heat of and the smell and the citrus smell of the orange just being cooked, and it's taking over the candy yam flavor of its natural flavor and give it a whole nother zest. And that stuff would be so fun. And with a marshmallow right in the middle melted. Girl,
That sounds good.
That was some fun times as a kid. So, I mean, what are some of the things, a really, really good moment or good memory for you?
Let's see. I tell you what, my parents, so they taking us out trick-or-treating. And sometimes my mother, right there, has spoke once. I think she kept us inside because she warning us about the razors. But sometime right there was trick. Yeah, she did used to take us out trick or treat or to a Halloween party.
You know, the funny thing about Halloween is that it's either trick or you get a treat. And I really enjoyed the treat more than I did the trick. And those tricks, those nasty, like you said about those razors, it was very serious time when people had to really worry about those things. And those things are not something that we ever will take lightly. We'll only pay attention to those. So those who are out there, just stay safe.
Right.
Definitely check that candy. We cut it down the middle. We open it up. We examine it. We examine so much of it. We will take the rest of it if you had a lot. If you was really skillfully trick-or-treater, you came home with a big bag of more. And so we got our callers on. Tonight we're talking about the best fun times as a kid and so many of the topics. We want to welcome our callers.
I'm glad we never got caught with those razors. I'm glad we never got caught with that. But soon we seen this lady about to pull out an apple. we backed away from her.
Okay, now see, you know, because I think all of us have seen the movie Snow White, so we knew that it could be a bad apple. None of us was playing that. Calling 909.
Wait a minute, it's the fun times. I'm sorry, I keep bringing up the razors.
Caller, identify yourself and let us know where you're tuning in from. Hey, caller 9096, you're on the air. All right, thank you for listening and tuning in.
What was that number?
It's a South Carolina number. But I
don't care.
Ms. South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
AB, I just realized who you're talking to. It's Greenville, South Carolina. It's AB. I'm checking in with you.
I or other sugar.
How we doing, family?
This is my brother A-Bond on the line, y'all, right here from South Carolina. I'm so happy you joined.
Yes, ma'am.
Biggie Watson, and you listen to Mind Blowing Decisions where we talk about life, love, and relationships. This is A-Bond. So tonight,
yeah, just checking out what y'all on here, kicking. About 20 minutes late in the middle of doggone finishing up a late dinner.
Oof, that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do them fruits and vegetables. Always.
All day long. Big old
Can
vegan pasta for the night.
What are you cooking?
It will be good too. I have some chickpea noodles, pasta sauce, bell peppers, mushrooms, tomatoes, onions, and some chickpeas in there. Then I sauteed everything up and then threw it in a doggone casserole dish and baked it for about 25 minutes. And we just got finished getting it in.
You didn't invite me over for dinner. Sounds good.
Round two on me. Round two on me.
Look, remembering some of the fun times, I was talking about how we was out tonight. And it was over there at the place where kids could be a kid, you know. They were running around and they were just enjoying themselves. And they were so like, we had energies between those children and the parents that was there. All the mixed families that was there in support of making sure that our families was protected and having a great time. It was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
A fun time in your childhood, whether it was Christmas or Thanksgiving or whether it was Halloween. What are some of the best costumes that you've seen?
I've seen a lot of beautiful. I can't put the best costumes I've seen. I've seen a whole lot of them.
What?
Okay, well, my favorite best costume that I like that I've seen, my favorite performer, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson performed?
No, he wasn't performing. Okay. Some people be dressing up as Michael Jackson.
What about you?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay, because you're going out a little bit, in and out a little bit.
All right, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right, awesome. Let me make sure our mic is good. So I seen a Transformer tonight, which was one of my business partners. I have to give her, like I said, an A+ for dressing up and being with her, part of her kids, celebrating their thing, doing their thing, just family time. And then I seen this young lady in a Egyptian costume I thought was really dope. And those are two of the best costumes that I really seen tonight. And I'm not even a judge, but it was my judge, so I judged it. And I just seen a lot of fun, a lot of love, a lot of energy with kids. I wanted to be able to switch the conversation up, but I do want y'all to share a story or two about y'all fun times as a child, you know, the best times, the best fun times as a kid. And Gigi, I heard some of your stories, and I was wondering if AB was willing to share a fun story or some memorable time that was really just the best time ever.
Oh, my wonderful best times. Okay, as a kid, I say 14. But my best time was going on ninth grade field trip to Disneyland.
Okay.
I had a ball.
Oh, that sounds like a ball all in itself. What happened?
Because that was my first time catching an airplane back when I was a kid. But the teachers was with us because we didn't know about catching an airplane. But that was the best time.
Wow. That's pretty hot right there. AB, you have any fun kids time?
I was a big cousins person. I want to say, like, my first trip to Ohio was probably, like, stick out as one of the funnest, I would say, times. Just because they did a lot of stuff that I wasn't privy to growing up in South Carolina. And I grew up with four. right. Well, it was summertime, so I missed it then, but I met it later on in life. That summer, it was a summertime trip. And I'm one of four, so I was able to get away from every last one of them and do a whole bunch of stuff that I had never done before in my entire life. So that was probably lit. And I'm at Cedar Point, which is the best amusement park I've ever been to also. So that probably stick out for me as lit.
Yeah. See, and I wish that I had it when I was coming up, was able to go to, like, amusement parks. My mother was like, oh, your body developed too early. You like a little grown woman at 8 years old. You're not going out there by yourself. Unless my brothers who was with me, I couldn't separate like you did, AV. Unless my brothers was with me or my little sister, we was a package. So, yeah, I didn't get to go anywhere. They did. They went places. But I could recall a time where I loved track, right? I was in track and gymnastics, and I loved it. Like, that was my pastime. Like, I can get away from everybody and make, like, everybody disappear in a world that didn't need to exist. Because it was just about my practice. It was about me enjoying myself and just really learning and getting that steam out. And so that was the best times of my life outside of just being able to go and volunteer when, as a kid, and giving back. That was just most exciting to me. So I'm glad you guys took the time to share and called in and joined us. I want to kind of switch this story up a little bit.
Hey.
Only because.
Okay, can I say something again? I just want to name one one childhood, but the best time was for me. I was 11 years old. Got to go see the Jackson 5 in concert because out of my town, California, you've seen all the shows at this place called the Cow Palace.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice time.
Now, see, again, this is dope. Because all of us have different experiences. Gigi, with you coming up in California and in San Francisco, and you had experiences that I wouldn't even be able to imagine, you know, just because of the town that you were in. Being at San Francisco as a kid, when I was coming up, we seen that on the TV in the commercials, right? It was like, you know,
we got to go to some place. Yeah, we got to go to some circus, ice skate, and got to go see the ice house,
skate on ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, skate on ice.
Well, we had those things. We had those things in Chicago as well. We did have the, you know, the zoos, the circus, and different things like that. But I mean, things that just was part of the culture. So
yes,
part of you, are we like, we had the Buck Billiken parade. That was always a hot time. Every right before school, you know, start at the end of the summer, we would go right into the Buck Billiken parade. Everybody that was anybody, that was anybody that was there, right? Because it was the only place that black people really, what they consider black people, could have of their own. And then it changed up over the years, and then all the mayors and all that stuff, they started getting involved, and, you know, it grew. But it was a fun time. It was a really fun time for me as a kid.
Okay, go ahead and talk. I have to just put my phone on mute just for 3 minutes because the TV
no
is
problem.
Loud. Okay.
So I want to switch the conversation up anyhow just a little bit, just because this is what some of the stuff that we do. As we're here, we have this this thing. Look, we freestyle here. This is live radio. So we freestyle here. So join in if it's something that you can. But what I want to talk about is this. I want to talk about the traps that we get caught in, and how we get caught up in customs of doing things, and then because you, not just the customs, getting caught in the traps because we're accustomed to doing things, but just knowing how to begin to take power back, our own power back, and do some of the things our own way, putting our own spin on it, or having majority shares in something, or having knowledge about how to come from among the dark into the light. So I want to talk about that because these are times where October 31st is usually in the spirit realm, where most people that are pagan are celebrating pagan customs, and which is what Halloween is about. The hollows, what they call the hollow, the witch's howl, and things of that nature. And so this is when all the creatures are at their rarest form. The moonlight is supposed to be at its highest height and all that kind of stuff, right? So if you know anything about it, you can definitely join in. Just want to change the subject a little bit, just a little bit, and want to invite you in to share some of your scariest experiences.
Okay, I'm back.
Alongside that, and share your experiences alongside that, being part of customs, tricks, and sometimes even treats. And so I was having a conversation about the way people do business, y'all, because I'll be all over the globe, so I hope you all can follow. Being that people taught us to do business one way, right? They taught us that we go to school, we graduate, we go to college, we get a good job, we buy a house, we get married, have kids. They taught us these customs, right? Sometimes those customs are traps because everybody don't fit into that. So they get caught up into a whirlwind of debt. They get caught up in a whirlwind of things that will pull them down and depress them and make them feel like they are not enough. And that's a trick of the treat, right? Because the treat is you're supposed to be able to go through these customs, these schools, these institutions, and you're supposed to learn what it is that you're supposed to learn. But truth is, it's just a trap to keep you going around in circles of questioning yourself always, never knowing who you really are, never knowing your authority, never knowing your powers, never knowing that you have, as in voting power, you have powers not beyond just picking up a pen. You have a power to create, and a lot of us never tap into the power of creating our new world or our new lifestyle because we've been afraid and customized to follow. We've been taught to follow the structure, to follow the customs of man. And so we get caught up in man's way of doing things, but we can't seem to follow the sequence or the frequency that that's on the inside of us. Each one of us have a power that we work within ourselves, right? And so that we can project life into the world, whether it's good or bad. You have heard people say, oh, that person just make me sick. And then every time you see that person, you really start to get sick. And then, or you say things like, because we don't understand our powers, right? Because we've been stripped from everything. We don't even know what land we live in or on. We don't know that we're in North America. We don't know that this is Africa. We don't know that. No one taught us that. And so a lot of us are just following structures and customs of what someone else put before us. Well, I want to share with you all that my customs growing up, I couldn't do the trick-or-treat like my mother wanted. Like my mother said, no, y'all can't be in the street. It's safer that I throw y'all a party. But all my friends was going to all these parties, and they was going from party to party to party. So I felt like I was being unjustifiably treated by her, and that she was just a mean ogre, right? The shortest woman I ever know, 4'11 and a half, and she was an ogre. Because she wouldn't let me go out and trick-or-treat with my friends. I couldn't wear costumes, and my costumes had to be made. And I was like, you just cheap. You just don't want to buy us none, right? And so, because I'm trying to follow the custom. And then when I realized that it wasn't really about the costume, but it wasn't about the custom of going to the store, making the people at the store rich by buying these costumes and all that kind of stuff. And she had five kids herself. She couldn't afford to. She could have bought them early because they was always out early. You know, we had Woolworths back in the day and everything was $2.99. Just the way it was. So when I was coming up. But what I'm saying is that I realized that I had created a power on the inside of me where I could start creating my own identity on my own costumes, and I didn't have to live just in the customs of what was in the stores. If Supergirl or Wonder Woman or Batgirl or Bat, you know, whatever it was, some of these things we got caught up in, and we didn't realize that we was caught up in these traps. And so I just wanted to share with you all my story about I learned that a lot of kids are shunned and they're feeling bad because they didn't have costumes bought out the store, not realizing that the costumes that was created in the home or the costume that was you made up on your own, if you became, like, you didn't have to just put on all this makeup, but you could put on clothes to transform yourself, because that's really what it was about. So I got all really excited about those things than I did in the costumes that was in the store. So I did a lot of yibber yabbers there just because I wanted to. So I wanted to share a little bit about that because, again, we do get caught up in a lot of customs, and then we feel like, you know, like the kids that don't have costumes, then they're not, you know, then they're being made fun of or they're being looked down on if it's a costume party that you have to go to. I was with some people, and the mother made her children's costume. And so when she went to this establishment to tell them, you know, to ask them what was special for the children for this Halloween night, this mother said they are in costume, but it didn't look like that to the lady behind the cash register. Getting caught up in customs, thinking that a kid is not made, if you see something makeup on these kids, that's not their everyday face. This is a costume, and because they was being judged because they didn't have a store-bought costume, the mother had to stand up and defend her children and say they in costume as an assault. And if it made her uncomfortable. And I know because it made me uncomfortable when the woman said that, and then she had to defend her children like that. But we get caught up in this stuff and not realize that it's about them making money And even though they're giving away candy, they're not giving up nothing that they can't go, you know, they can't, like, live without, you know, that's going to hurt the that's going to hurt the economy or hurt their store prices, because they're going to continue to keep having all these specials and sales, and they're going to continue to keep selling food. And so the business is going to make money. So them giving out candy or giving out some kind of treat is not always it's not always the, you know, it's not a bad thing for them. But it was crazy that the mother had to defend her children and say that they was in the costume.
Oh, that's sad.
It was sad because one of the children, she was in character. She, even though her costume was made up, you know, homemade, she was in character. She dragged her leg and everything. Like, she was like, wait, I'm going to come in. I got to come in right. And she put on the show. And it went unrecognized, girl. I was upset about this little baby having to perform like she did, feeling like she did, just so people know what that she was in costume, and then still be overlooked because it wasn't something that was mechanically made or machine made, I should say, plastic wear.
It's all
just crazy.
That's what they were looking for, like the mass and
yeah.
machine made. Okay, that's what they were looking for.
Yeah. But, you know, it came. It was a time where that wasn't even, you know, like, it wasn't even all, people didn't, never back in the day, I recall, not that people didn't, people used to actually, you know, like, make their, they sold their kids' costumes, and they used to be spiders and all kind of creative ideas.
Yeah.
And so people are not creative.
Sometimes we go in plain clothes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that just, you know, people go through. They go through. And so I was just thinking, I was referring to that because, again, my mother in my house when we were growing up, she just was like, okay, y'all done been on the street long enough. Y'all got enough candy. I'm going to buy y'all candy anyway. Y'all going to party up in here. Y'all going to invite everybody to our house. And if you got candy, we're going to throw that. If you brought candy outside of my house, we're going to throw that away. And then we're going to just, you know, give these bags away. It was like an exchange.
She was strict, huh?
She was doing it like it was an exchange. So she would have, the parents would agree that the kids would come to her house. And it will be, if they had candy from outside, that candy will be deposited inside a box, and that box will be distributed to somebody else. That's the way they said it. And they would give us all clean, free, poison-free candy, you know. My mother was really huge on taffy apples during this time. And so we had a lot of taffy apples. We would have, like, 2 boxes of taffy apples. That's 48 taffy apples. But, girl, we tore them taffy apples up. We tore them up. I recall also I was talking earlier about the apple, the bobbin apples. It was the one sport that I thought I was really, really good at, even though I halfway drowned most of the time that I played it because all the water got in my face until I realized one year that somebody – had threw up in the water and had blew their nose in the water, girl. Had blew their nose in the water. And what happened was I seen a snot walking right, like, you know, floating right by me. And if you know anything about the apple bobbin game, you got to open your mouth and stick your face down in the water without your hands. And, girl, and I thought about how many people, face and mouth was open, and they were spitting and snotting in that water. I stopped playing that game.
Uh-uh.
I could no longer play that game anymore.
Somebody
had
to get it out for me. I couldn't get it.
Girl, I was done. You hear me? I was like, oh, I'll never play that.
No,
I thought about that, man.
No.
I went home. I am not a communicable person. I thought that was something that they should ban. They should never do it again.
Right.
Because, like I said, people was throwing up in that water. And these are just fun things that, you know, the best fun times as I was a kid. And so we, you know, we just had, we had different experiences, and that was cool. We had, yeah, I think that was the best times. Like, and I hated, like, the tug of war game that they always played, because I can never help my team win that. It was just pitiful. We lost all the time. And the times, I think maybe the three times that we did win, it was so embarrassing because we would all have rope burns. You know, so craziness. Just straight craziness. So we're not going to be on the air but for a few more minutes, because the night is still young in some parts of the world, and people are still getting to what they're getting to. And I have had a long day, and I'm excited for, like I said, being able to be with people who are still spending their family time together, and just being able to share customs and share, you know, these experiences with other people in a safe environment. And I have not heard and don't plan on hearing any terrible stories about tonight. I hope tonight everybody is safe and sound, and practicing, you know, but the buddy system, it always works. And if they're out there trick-or-treating, you know, send your kids to, you know, places, organizations that will keep them safe and that's guarded. And and the candies and different things is donated and examined. So, y'all know y'all communities. You should know. And so, hey, we just here having a good time. Mm-hmm. And we hope you've been having a good time, because, like, even if it's just watching, you know, something on TV that kept you occupied and you got to be with, you know, you're alive, like, you know, there was a young man that I know that almost didn't make it, and he did. And I'm grateful that I was able to hear from him tonight. And his life is precious, and you know, we just don't know. Some people don't have a value in life, and this is why they poison children's candy. You know, this is why they poison that fruit that they give them.
Evil.
You know, they shoot them up. Yeah, just evil, malicious stuff. And so taking advantage of somebody, catching them off guard, you know, being caught up in these kind of these situations, that is, you know, when I grew up, we listened to trick or treat. Which did you want? You had a choice in the matter.
I want the treat.
Nobody. We wanted the treat. Nobody wanted the trick. You know, like, that's okay. We passed. We don't want to play with your witches. We don't want to play with your warlocks. We don't want to play with your goblins. We don't want to play with your snakes. We don't want to have nothing to do with that. Okay, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, I just want to say one of my Facebook friends who, she's like a big sister to me. She dressed up all in her costume right there with her grandson and her granddaughter. But she finally right there had a little baby grandson, but she got him spoiled rotten. They look cute together.
Oh, well, congratulations. And that's what this is about. For those who think this is about the pagan holiday, whatever it's called, I don't know, I forget. Even though they call it Halloween, it was a it's when all the witches are supposed to gather together. You know, history behind Halloween is when the Hollows Owl, or whatever it's called. I can't remember. Every time I try, I can't remember it. But anyway, whatever it is, this was the day that they would sacrifice people. And so innocent blood had to be shed and all that kind of stuff. Not to say that we are not a part of, you know, that we're not in that day where those things are not still happening, where kids are coming up missing and things are happening to the candies and different things like that. But we just want to make that aware that you don't want to play around with things that you don't know anything about. You don't want to get involved with things and teenagers and college students out there, you know, they still hazing each other, so they're doing different tricks on folks and different things like that. Y'all want to be careful and keep it safe. I mean, you got a creative mind to come up with something that may scare somebody, may hurt somebody, then you can definitely create something that will be more of experience, a joyful experience than where there's one that's being hurt or, you know, scared, because we don't know, you know, reaction of someone. So, hey, that's my two cents.
And you know what? And I one thing I just want to say, okay, I forgot the other girl's name, but I know at the cupcake, two girls can enjoy the Halloween. And my condolences go to the family. Yes. I forgot her name. I'll get it. She's in Florida. And we know where Cupcake was.
Right. And we didn't get a chance last week on the air after that crazy story. We did not get a chance to send our condolences to the family. I believe her name was Camille.
Yes.
Better known
Camille.
As Cupcake. Mm-hmm. And 3-year-old young baby girl who was in Birmingham, Alabama, and
Alabama.
They didn't establish on any of the footages that I've listened to or read. They did not establish who was the other child that did not get kidnapped, but there was two children, and one Camille. Cupcake was kidnapped, maybe because she got closest to the car. They still are under investigation, so we will respect the investigation and let them do what they do. But they did find Cupcake's remains in a dumpster, and my heart just grows out. I mean, all day today and yesterday, I was thinking about this baby the day before that. The entire week, to be honest, thinking about this baby, how she lost her life senseless because somebody wasn't parenting her at close proximity. They parent her from a distance. And I want to warn families, I want to warn parents, it's why it did my heart so much good tonight to be out with families that were celebrating together. And everybody watching it. Even though I don't have any children there of my own, I watch everybody kid come in and there and have themselves a ball, and never seen one, you know, disturbing situation jumping on. So that was really good. But my heart was still aching for this baby Cupcake. And so we send our condolences, our prayers and strength, love and light, and God's comfort to the family who's missing this little baby. Instead of enjoying this day with them.
Okay, excuse me. And it was another little girl that she ended up with, like Cupcake. They found her remains in the dumpster, too.
Now, again,
Hollows.
During this time of the year, there's usually so many numbers of kids that go missing. They're easy prey, and that's why there's no reason for a child to be left unattended, you know, and not at close proximity to that authority or that parent. But I want to say this because of a second child. What was the second child? You said Florida?
Yes. I forgot her name. Yeah. I wish I would remember.
With all the things that we will find out, and we will continue to talk about it. But after the little boy who was in Florida a couple years ago, who was eaten by the alligator, story all in itself was not warrant enough for family members, mothers and fathers. You know, babysitters, aunts, uncles, and grandmothers, or whoever, to keep the children so close to them that all they do is eat, breathe, and smell you. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. It's one of the reasons why I have my kids to call me Mimi, my grandbabies, is because I am them and they are me. And so,
okay.
You just got to be careful when it comes down to children. You have to keep your eye on them. And if you need them to sit in one space, you need to direct them to sit in that one space. If you need them not to move for a certain time, you need to teach them well at home the different things that you expect them to do when y'all out and about. And you got to prepare them that they're not supposed to speak to strangers. And this is the only time where strangers during Halloween time that you're allowed to speak to them, but that's only with mommy, that's only with daddy, that's only with grandma, that's only with, you know, so-and-so. You can't just let your kids be out here by themselves and knocking on doors and somebody take them in. It's a lot of noise, and take them in. And so the beautiful thing about having a buddy system, even with parents, connecting and collaborating together and making sure that every party is available, because not only do children come up missing, but adults come up missing as well. This is the time for usually sacrifice, and there's not a virgin sacrifice that most people go after these days, because most folks did all kinds of stuff in their life, but there is a time where there is a time where people, you know, are targeted for whatever reason. And we got to be careful about those things, the people being left at home alone. And so during these times, because people knock at people door, you know, with masks on, talking about trick or treat, and realize that you're home alone and can kick your door in. And, you know, and we talk about this because these things are serious and they can happen. We're not just saying that it will, but it can. And most people are not prepared for something if it came knocking. They just not. And I know if I'm at home by myself on a Halloween night, I'm not answering the door because I'm not expecting no company. And maybe I didn't see too many movies. No, I'm just joking. No, this is for real. You know, I didn't see it with people.
Too bad you couldn't
know,
be there and went through with your babies, your grandbabies.
I mean, but what I'm saying is, like, mm-hmm. you know, when you know you live in a questionable neighborhood, community, or something, right, and you have heard activities, especially where children are being kidnapped, you cannot assume that these children wouldn't, you know, that the adults is in the house, that like women being in the house alone are not targets, because you just don't know. Not that it happens on a regular basis, but, you know, it can happen. And so you got to guard yourself and not be so naive and, you know, depending on where you live, depending on the community, like I said, which you live in. These are times where people do things to people for desperation. And they can use the masses to, you know, come in, they case your place, and they've been casing your place, and now they're ready to take that strike. They realize you are not a threat. You're there by yourself. You know, they done watched you come and go. And, you know, now they push the door in on you, and now you're a victim. These things can happen. And we pray that they don't. But if they're kidnapping kids in broad daylight, three-year-olds, and murdering them and putting them in dumpsters, then no one is safe.
Mm-mm.
No one is safe. So I said that, and I really am still enjoying the festivities that these families have shared with one another. But I just had to talk about that because we're talking about Halloween and the ups and downs with celebrating certain customs, and this is considered a pagan holiday. However, those that's not even pagan, that are Christians, still celebrate this pagan worship holiday, and they do so by sharing of candy, vegetable, and then fruit, and toys and gadgets and gifts and tricks or treats. So, y'all, you can answer the door and sometimes it will be a trick. And sometimes you answer the door and maybe it's just a really nice, sweet treat with some flowers or some candy or something, you know. But you never know. So just be careful. You just be careful. Just because these are not practices that you practice, these are some customs and things that people do, take very seriously as part of their religion. And we do know that they're devil worshipers. We do know that they're satanic worshipers, however else you want to call them. We do know that this is not a time where we just should be making noise, because part of the reason that it was such a successful holiday that they was able to get rid of, I mean, to be able to continue, was because they had where it was so much noise and so much festivity, and that you couldn't, and everybody was enjoying themselves, having this music up loud and partying, that you couldn't hear the slaughter and the cries and the weeping of the people that were actually being hurt. And so it's just scary to know that these things are still happening here today in America.
Yes, it is. Very much.
So have you heard of a scary story, a scary situation in your community? Or say, like, maybe you don't know in your community, but you have heard of people eating people. You have heard of Jeffrey Dahmer's, and you've heard of other people who have done things right in your very neighborhood. They didn't look threatening. And so you thinking you're looking for something that's scary and ghouly and all this kind of stuff, and it's actually your neighbor John. It's actually your neighbor Tim. It's actually your neighbor, you know, Shoho or some shit, you know. Just never know,
right.
You know. You just never know. And so now, if you like me, I'm looking at everybody like they suspect. The mailman, are you really the actual mailman? Don't come to my door. What you coming to my door for? Like, I'm going to be questioning you from the door.
Okay,
inside.
And you have to watch out here. This is on the news. The people right there, they're dressing up and carrying boxes like postmen. Or the cosmetics up like policemen and breaking in people's houses.
This is what I'm saying, that they can use. This is what I'm saying. They can use this time now for the costumes to get away with the things that they was doing. I even heard two young ladies in a conversation talking about pedophiles could use this day to dress up in costumes and take advantage of children. And be right there among them, you know, even though that they're not supposed to be around children, if they are considered a pedophile. But a convicted pedophile who's registered would not be able to be out. They would have to sign some kind of waiver, some kind of agreement or something, that they would not be out and about at certain times on, I think they had to be in the house about 4 o'clock, 4:30 p.m. On Halloween day, so that they would not be around the neighborhood children. So you just never know. They can use this this day of costume to, you know, camouflage themselves or to hide under masks and whatever else. But it's something to think about, because a lot of people don't even go into this holiday thinking like that. This is going to this holiday thinking that they got to do for their kids, and they don't want the kids out trick or treating. So, yeah, it be like that sometimes. It be mind blowing. Oh my goodness! Because you just be dumbfounded. You don't know what else to say after this. You don't know what else to think after this. So you got to start thinking. Like, wow, I mean, did you really just throw that in there? Like, that could have happened. Yes, it's a possibility. It could have happened. You don't know your people as well as you think you know. And I mean your neighbors, your postman, this is not a holiday where, you know, the government shut down. No, this is a holiday where people get to pretend to be something that they're not. So I definitely think that is something to take caution in. In all things, I'd say acknowledge God and He'll direct your path. And if you're going to participate in these kind of activities, then stay watchful. Pay attention to where you're going and associating and fellowshipping that. It's most important for safety. So
I agree.
You guys.
And can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm a miss by the pop. Bang, 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 bang. I'm talking about John Witherspoon. He passed away yesterday.
Yes, yes.
He played the Daddy and Ice Cube and used to play on the Wayne Brothers and all kind of stuff. Rest in peace, Pops.
Rest in peace, Pops, and strength and love and light to the family.
Yes, my condolences to the family. My condolences to the family.
Yeah. We know that death is a part of life, and so we need to be mindful that we all have to pass that way. And so as we live our lives as the living here on earth, we have to learn to do people better, treat people better.
Right.
And to love ourselves, though, you know, like, what is it like? In a day's time, people don't even do anything to accelerate their life or to celebrate their life. They just wake up, do the same old thing, go wash their face, use the bathroom, put their clothes on, you know, bathe, put their clothes on, and get ready to either sit up in front of a TV, go to work, or go to the doctor, you know, go to the grocery store, go to the laundromat, or start washing, whichever way it go. You know, they do these things, but they're never doing anything that gives them fulfillment, any joy. And so that's why we take two holidays the way we do, is because it's our time to really take 2 hours out the day and just freaking enjoy ourselves like crazy. Like, these kids ran so hard through that restaurant. They had other kids, they had other parents running just as hard as they were, because that's what, that's what the celebration was about. Kids can be a kid and not worry about that. Being in safe environments allow you to do that. And so we hope that you're creating that kind of environment for your future and for yourself every day, because it's important. If you love to draw and you love to paint, it's time to invest in those things and start making those things happen and see your reality, your dreams become reality, and not just hiding behind, oh, I ain't got no money. You ain't got no money because you haven't tapped into yourself. To be truthful, we are at our lowest when we don't know how to make money, or when we depend on something or somebody to do it for us. We have to learn the powers and authority that's in us to create life for ourselves, because no one's going to give us anything. And those that give us things, we have to question it sometimes, and we have to examine it. So just like the candy, we got to examine people's motives in our lives, the purpose in our lives, and we have to examine, the things that we consume, because the guy that was on our show momentarily, my brother again here in South Carolina, A. Bonds, I'm just really thankful that he's here. There are people who are just hateful in the world, and they will see your light shine, and they'll see you on a different frequency. AB doesn't eat any meat, and he teaches health and wellness and wholeness. He had to go, so we will bring him back on at another time and talk to him about some of the life-changing things that he did, to how he's stepped away from eating dead carcasses, as he will put it, no longer eating anything that wasn't plant-based, and he's healthy for it. But there's people who hated him enough to try to attempt to take his life, and we are just so grateful that he's here.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and this is what I'm saying. It could be somebody that you're right next to. This is somebody he thought was cool, you know, and all the time he was undercoverly hating. And he took advantage of a situation and caught him off guard and tried to do him some harm and take his life. So we're grateful that he's here and that he, you know, was able to join us here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. Some things are really, really close to home. And so there are also some things that are just so far-fetched you wouldn't even think to believe, but it's something you really should take time to think about because, again, you could be making music with somebody. You can be in the kitchen cooking with somebody, and somebody can turn on you. Somebody cannot even really be with you. And these evil lurkings are everywhere at all times, and they're setting up things to do you harm. But, again, hey, just be careful and take care of yourself and enjoy life, right?
Right.
I don't want you to be scared, but I don't want you to be tricked either. We don't want no tricks. We'll take the treat instead. That's what the show should have been tonight. We'll take the treat instead. No tricks.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No tricks. Just treat.
Just treat. That is so cool. So, Gigi, you got anything to share with our listeners? Because we're about to sign off for the night, girl.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody have a nice, blessed Halloween and stay safe and keep your children safe, too. Because it's a lot of, like, the predators out there and crazy, evil people. So please have a safe Halloween.
Stay well, blessed. Y'all heard it right here. Mm-hmm. Right here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And I'm gonna play us out. I'm gonna play us out. Tupac, Never Hit a Friend. Right here.
Never. You ain't never had a friend like me. Never had a friend like me. See, at night I watch the sky. I'm taking up a breath. I smoke my new board to the butt like it's the last motherfucking left. Just me and you evading enemies. Let you get my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Remember memories so vividly. What's once a little dust kicking now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail. Sending me mail. Heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed. Niggas hanging at the same pace. Same face, it's supposed to always hate our folks. This lifestyle is forever, watch the game unfold. Shit and crocodile tears just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. How can I be blamed? Forgive me, Lord, I'm insane. In search of fame, won't hurt to change. Following the footsteps of past dealers. Equipped with ski masks, now witnesses be blast quillers. Bring out a villain and attack the poor. More casualties, no survivors in humanity. Fire squicky dives. Cause we got us in my quest for chips. We wear that equipped with automatic fire. And we reply with my enemies strip. Me and you against the nation. Whispering while we conversating. Cause niggas died over information. How much more can we take? Expect us all to break the world. Ain't ready for us yet, so let's make Clinton pay. They never wanted us to make it. Everything that we possess, we had to fight and take it. I think the president is smoking weed, bumping this beat, making a living out my misery. Got a friend like me, I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Promise to visit, I know it's rough in your cell. Receiving mail to the county jail. Bitch as hell, when I was younger I could picture living. In luxury, so how the fuck did I end up in prison? Fucking sneaky thing. nigga 25. So now I sacrifice your life. Help to separate me and my dog. Broken ties, why the fuck should I let you live? When I'm dead inside, rapid fire my delivery. I'm busting that they whole crew, nigga, remember me. Hit up my outlaw set, then throw my pistol in the ocean. Ditch my ski mask and get the straight coasting. It's visiting day and saying quitting. Always there to see your closest road dog. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me.
That was Tupac, y'all. Y'all ain't never had a friend like me. Now,
I like that.
Right,
you're right,
right
about
right,
that.
Right.
You never had a friend like me.
I thought it was appropriate to end the show that way. So I hope you guys are having a great night and that you are close to the friends that really mean you the best. And hey, sometimes friends got to have deep conversations to have each other back. That's how friendships should go. And so.
Right.
Just remember that, that if you can reason together with each other and y'all can be there for one another, do that. Because in this day, there's so many foes out here. There's so many enemies out here. So many tricks out here. You know, people misogynistically knowing that they're going to do you harm and smile in your face and then stab you and bust your head from behind, stab you in your back.
Right.
And all those kinds of things. So don't be tricked. But get a treat. So y'all know, y'all listening to Mind Blowing Tangents, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I'm your host tonight, Michonne L. And Gigi Watson, your co-host. We're signing off, and we bid you a safe good night. We want you to enjoy your living, satisfying experiences.
Okay. Good night. Happy Halloween.